You're listening to Doug McCon of RealityMe.net on this Monday, February 16th, 2015, and they're calling for weather. That's the news. Everybody's gone out, gotten their French toast fixings. That's your bread, your milk, eggs. Weather comes, eat French toast. So, today's like today. Oh, wow, somebody won the Powerball over the weekend. No, they didn't. Anyhow, days like today remind me that how much I miss my Jeep. I've got a Jeep Wrangler. It was my first car. I bought it in November of 1994. And that was my very first brand new vehicle. And now people drive by every couple of weeks on offer to buy it for me because it's sitting in the yard rotting. Which makes me sad. I should just sell it to somebody. But but it's a neat little Wrangler. And it's a good little vehicle. It's got a couple of issues that I need to work on. The primary reason it's not on the road right now is that I've got a short in the taillight somewhere. And while the brake lights work and the headlights work and the turn signals work and the backup lights work, the running lights don't work. The red light that says, hey, it's nighttime, don't run into the back of me, you know, that taillight, it doesn't come on. And it's killing me. Could I find the problem? Yes. I'm sure I could get out there with a multimeter and find the problem. But frankly, that's an extra vehicle we probably don't need right now. In days like today, I'd prefer to be driving it. I've got the van loaded with a few sheets of 4x8 OSB, which means that the only way to fit it into the van, and it fits. Drywall fits in here. 4x8 sheets of plywood fit in here. But the way you do it is you take the driver's seat and shove it as close to the steering wheel as possible. So while I'm driving the van, that's fine and dandy. I'm extra cautious. I don't want to get in an accident because if this airbag goes off, I can only imagine that I'll have no ribs that are left unbroken. But but that's the thing. There's an ice storm coming. The ice storm cometh. So if I was in the Jeep, one, it's a small, light vehicle. It's got great four-wheel drive. Hey, remember, four wheels on ice, still four wheels on ice. Doesn't matter if you have a four-wheel drive vehicle if there's no traction whatsoever. So, but that Jeep is highly maneuverable. And if I'm sliding down a sheet of ice, I feel like I have better opportunity to regain control in that Jeep than this van, for instance. Plus, it's a little, you know, the Jeep Wrangler is kind of made for bouncing off of things. If I run it into something, the damage is going to be not as severe as if I run this Dodge Grand Caravan into something. Now, I could have brought the Leaf, but that would have left the family stranded. And the Leaf has this cool little traction control button where you can turn traction control on and off. And that, but the Leaf's, sorry, I'm driving. Yeah, the Leaf is fairly untested in the winter weather with me, so I don't exactly know how it performs. I suspect that it performs pretty well. However, it's our nicest car. Now, here's the funny catch-22. Of all the vehicles we own, the Jeep, the Grand Caravan, and the Leaf has side airbags, it's almost like that car in Demolition Man where Sylvester Stallone runs into the creek or something and suddenly the car fills up with foam. That's what the Leaf's like, but instead of that, it's airbags. So what you can do, that would have been the smartest vehicle to drive, probably.